Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Real Wives
in Radio.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Tanya.
I feel like it's kind of been a long week. Do you feel like that, Don?
Yes. And also, we're putting this out like a couple days later because I've been sick. So I'm sorry if I sound a little bit like Lindsay Lohan. It's because I've been sick. Okay.
You got that bass, girl.
Hey.
So let's get to it. Let's get to your pop-up.
The pop-off.
All right, what's going on, Dorothy?
The big fashion world statement was the Met Gala on Monday. Did you catch any of the fashion?
I did. I was already starting to get sick, so I was like in my little blanket, and I was watching the entire pink carpet on E, and it was awesome.
It was pretty cool. So this year's theme, which I totally did not get, the theme was camp, notes on fashion.
Right.
And I thought it was like, oh, cool, they're supposed to dress in like tents and fireplace, like actual camp.
No, you did it.
I swear.
Oh my gosh.
I had to Google what camp in the fashion world meant. And then it's like, okay, after going to a couple websites, it's like, it's campy. Like if something too campy over the top, that's
exactly
what it means.
Exactly.
I did not get that.
Mm-hmm.
But now with all of that being said and done, who was your favorite celeb that was dressed?
Well, you know, J-Lo slayed the pink carpet and what she was wearing. She was so beautiful
in Versace.
Yeah. But I would have to say, I don't know. What's her name? Lena?
Lena Waithe.
Yeah. I really liked what she was wearing, the coat.
She wore a suit that said Drags Queen Invented Camp.
Yes, Black Drag Queens Invented Camp. I really liked that. And I really like Janelle Monáe's outfit. I thought it was so cool with the winking boob.
Yeah, yeah.
So
she
cute.
She always has cool stuff.
But as far as like best,
I'll tell you my favorite.
Who is yours?
Zendaya.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about this. Like, okay, I was like, oh, she's dressed as Cinderella. That's weird. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But then her stylist came out as her fashion godmother.
Right.
And did the little wand thing.
Godbrother.
Yes. her dress transformed. It was like robotic and it expanded and then it lit up from the floor to the top. Like she had a whole Cinderella theme. And she even left her glass shoe steps of the Met Gala. Like, give it up.
You read
give it up.
The whole meaning behind that, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's like her transition from leaving Disney.
Yeah, so exactly. She really was like she comes from Disney. She started in Disney, so she really is like a Disney princess. And it's just an actual glow up.
Yes,
you know, and transformation. I saw that on the red carpet, and I got when she came out in her dress because it looked just like gray.
Yeah, yeah.
And honestly, like her hair was like kind of in, her face was kind of like just plain or whatever. It didn't really catch me, but then as soon as they did the transformation, I was like, whoa, I got chills. Then hearing the meaning behind it, I did like it. Overall, I didn't really care about her outfit, but it was a good one.
She's one of my favorite people in fashion
to watch.
Yeah, and
really?
She always, like, for as young as she is, like, she always comes unexpected.
Yeah.
And she's not scared to take risks.
No.
But did you see the shade Lindsay Lohan tried to throw at her way?
I saw that there was shade. I didn't see or hear the shade.
I should say. She put it in somebody's comment about Zendaya's picture side by side with Cinderella. And she said, Claire Danes, I don't know why anyone would try to do this. Claire Danes did it and she was so chic. How could you ever try to do something better?
Like,
girl, you weren't even invited. Goodbye.
Lindsay, stay on your island and just keep your comments to yourself. Keep enjoying that popcorn on that couch and just good day.
the guys were disappointing at the Met Gala too.
They really were.
Except for Ezra Miller. Did you see him?
He had the eyeballs. Yes,
he was like, I had eyeballs all over his face.
Jared Leto, he was cool.
Jared was cool with the head. And Darren Criss. That was it.
Yeah, I don't really remember him, but I do remember him doing something.
Yeah, he tried.
He tried.
Every other guy just wore black, which is boring.
And you know what? That's what I didn't like. The people who showed up and were not camping.
Yes!
I'm like, yo, what happened to the theme?
Yeah.
Like, this is not an everyday. Like, this is, like, get with it.
And Rami Malek, who played Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Should have stepped his game up. Hello, talk about a campy icon who he played.
Yeah.
And Taron Egerton, who's playing Elton John.
I don't remember him.
He wore a boring black suit. It's like, dude, you totally missed opportunity right here. Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was kind of fun.
Billy Porter. You know who Billy Porter is?
Oh, I love Billy Porter.
Do you watch Pose?
I haven't watched Pose yet. I need to, though.
You guys, anybody who's listening right now who's not watched Pose, it comes back season 2, June 9th on FX.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you can watch Pose season 1 anywhere yet right now, but you can buy it like on Amazon.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Amazon okay. for like $20. I know, kind of expensive, but I promise you it is worth it. It okay. is such a good show.
Because Pose is about like the early drag queen game, right?
Like, yeah, in Brooklyn, like where everything kind of started, where all the balls were. Like, it's just, it kind of gives you an idea if you're new to the drag world, mm-hmm. how and what went into that, you know, everything from the people and why they started it or why they participated or why they became, you know, it's just so good. Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
Homework assignment.
Please.
Got it.
Billy Porter, he's in that show, and he came as like Cleopatra, right?
Yeah,
Cleopatra,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, a bunch of guys carried him
yeah,
in.
Yeah, he did. I loved his outfit.
I remember him from the Oscars because he wore a custom-made Christian Siriano gown that was half up top was like a suit, but then it flared out to a beautiful dress.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Remember that.
Yeah. He's,
love him.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
And I really liked Kacey Musgraves.
Legally Blonde. That's
Barbie.
She looked like Legally Blonde.
Well, yeah. But she's like Barbie yeah. all the way from like yeah. the not moving the hands to the little sunglasses to the little
blue. Oh, see, I only saw the pictures. I didn't see her walk.
Oh, yeah. She was so good. She's so good. She even tried to do the blue contacts, but she couldn't see, she says, so she had to take them out. I'm on a big Kacey Musgraves train right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, a huge fan. So, of course, I loved it. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, fun Met Gala.
Yeah.
What do you think about the royal baby name?
Archie.
Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor.
Which is the mashup of like...
So...
Right? Or not a mashup, but yeah, it's like
his last name.
The last name.
Yeah, I think all of the Queen's descendants' last names are Mountbatten Windsor.
Oh,
Did you ever watch The Crown?
No.
Was kind of like a big ordeal. Like Prince Philip, when he got married to Queen Elizabeth, like that was his thing. He wanted his last name as her last name. So it was like so all of their last names are that. But Archie, I don't know where they got Archie. Harrison is son of Harry, so that's where they get the middle name.
I think there is a reason why Archie is named Archie. I'm not really sure why, but it's okay. I mean, people are kind of clowning on it, and they're like, what, Archie? But I think it's
fine.
Yeah, I think it's cute. I think it's sweet, and I think that their baby is adorable, even though we barely saw like a little side piece of it, of his little face. But I think he's cute, and I think it's cute.
Yeah.
You can't
hate on a baby.
You know,
like if you're gonna hate on a baby, then you're going to hell.
You
I'm
know,
sorry.
Okay, bye. Damn, then, she said it. She's pregnant. You can't not agree with her. You just gotta agree with her. Okay.
Ayesha Curry has been making a little bit of waves over something that she said at Red Table Talk. Take a listen to this clip.
Really bothers me, and like honestly, has given me a sense of a little bit of an insecurity. Is the fact that, yeah, like there are all these women like throwing themselves, but me, like the past 10 years, like I don't have any of that. Like I have zero, this sounds weird, but like male attention. And so then like I begin to internalize it and I'm like, is something wrong with
me? You're not looking.
But I'm gonna tell you something else too. When your radar's turned off, because I dealt with that for years too, like, and I was young, like you.
Yeah,
like
that's
oh my
not
God,
fair.
I mean.
Because I don't want it, but
yeah.
It'd be nice to know that, like, someone's looking.
But
that
when your radar's turned off.
So she's talking about, like, all the attention from the thoughts that throw their way, you know, that come at Steph Curry.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels like, you know, as a woman, as a married woman and a mom, that she doesn't, get that, and that kind of makes her feel insecure.
Like she said, it makes her feel like, what's wrong with me? Why exactly. am I not getting attention?
Yeah, and a lot of people are coming. There's a lot of people have a lot of feelings about that.
What are people saying?
Some people are like, girl, why are you crying? Like, relax, just chill, you know? And some people are like, thank you for being so open and honest. Meanwhile, there are hilarious memes that are going around where, you know, it's stupid. It's stupid internet fodder, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel, this was brought up to me by one of my guy friends. Like, how do you feel about this? I hadn't heard about it. And after listening and watching the actual Red Table Talk, I feel her. You know, I think she's being honest. I think one of the main reasons why she might not think people are sliding into her DMs is because she's married to Steph Curry. Like, what guy is going to come at her to try to take her away from Steph Curry?
Right, you know, they're afraid.
Exactly, exactly. But I can get what she means by feeling a little insecure.
Yeah, I think just listening to that clip, I haven't seen the Red Table Talk, and this is my first time hearing that. I think just hearing her say that, it sounds a little whiny. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It sounds a little whiny. Like, what are you complaining about? But I do get it. If I were married to a man, there better not be anybody coming up in my man's DMs, because you know. But if that was my husband and you knew that, like, his DMs were flooded with, like, all kinds of women.
Yeah, and even at the games, you know, like, girls just waiting to talk to him or get a piece of him.
Oh,
back,
the disrespect.
You know?
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, if I saw that and had to live with that, okay, I guess I would feel a little, like, what about me, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Steph needs to give her a little more love. Yeah, that's all.
Like,
give your woman some love.
And maybe he does. Maybe he does. Yeah. Maybe she's just in her feelings.
Yeah.
I guess.
We all get like that, though.
Of course. For sure.
Yeah.
That's got to be a little intimidating.
Yeah.
I think I would just be more, like, she sounds like she's more, and this is obviously me and who I am, but she sounds like she's, like, upset that she's not getting the attention. I would think I would just be upset that he is getting attention. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I would just be upset that, like, girls are throwing themselves at her, at him. And
yeah, she does touch on more of it in the rest of the episode. But yeah, I get it. I don't blame her.
That's a good topic.
Yeah.
I don't feel that, like,
honest question.
Answer.
Try to slide into your DM, like, right now?
I will say that there are some people that
have. And they know that you're married.
They know. Yes. And I show JJ all of these DMs. He knows about these because we just kind of laugh at him and I just ignore or decline. Yeah. But it's not, like, flooded, though. Yeah, it's, like, very
What type
rare.
Of guys try to slide in?
Girl, everything from, like, how many, like, guys that, like, I would never, like, ever even talk to. I don't know.
Dude,
what does that mean?
I get old guys that try to hit me
up. Oh, you know, it's not old guys with me.
It's so it's like, what is it, right? Like, why is it only, like, old, like, and by old, I mean, like, 50-year-old men, girl. I swear.
Are you serious?
Hey, how are you? You're beautiful. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Girl, hello, sir.
Hello, grandpa. I said good day.
Okay. Well, that's okay, though.
Yeah, I know. But so, like, what type of guys try to slide into yours? Like,
it's not old guys. It's, like, young guys, younger guys, more like hood guys.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's not, like, a ton either, though.
Yeah,
not, like,
it's just funny.
So are you mad about that?
Yeah, why do I get old guys?
Yo, young guys, can you please show Dorothy some love? We know she's having a kid. We know she's married. We know she got a ton of love and attention, but please. I'm sorry.
No.
I don't know. Is this really a thing? No, we don't really care about it.
No, we don't. At all. I'm sorry. I don't know how that went left.
I'm dying.
Anyways, Tanya, welcome back. I know you were out. I missed you. We were just saying how you've only been out for like 2 days, but it has feel like it's been all week.
Yeah, well, Friday I left real quick. I had something to do and then had a busy weekend. And then I got sick right after. I got sick on Monday and I'm finally better on Thursday. But yeah, it's been crazy. I went to another wedding.
A second wedding in a week.
You know what? And you know what? I have a little bone to pick with you and everybody else. I posted that I was at a wedding on Saturday. It was our dear friend Rachel and Robert. They got married. It was a beautiful and amazing wedding. But everybody, including you, sis, Dorothy, like, attacked me in my DMs, like, another wedding?
No.
Say another wedding with a question mark or a question mark and an exclamation mark, like, yeah, and can't.
Did I ask
to be invited to these? I'm glad I was invited. I'm glad. First of all, it was two weddings back to back. It was two weddings back to back, and literally like 20 people made it seem like I've just been going to all the weddings all year long. It's like, God damn. I'm sorry, Mom. It was worth it. I had to do it. I had to let it out.
See, that's in your head because it wasn't like the way how you said it just right now, another wedding.
And okay, how do you say it with a question mark?
Said it, uh-huh. I was like, oh, another wedding?
No. Nope.
Like, That's how it was when I wrote it out. Have you ever seen that Key and Peele sketch?
And what? Wait, really quick. Okay, so you asked, oh, another wedding. And so what? Like, yes, it's another.
Like, cool, fun.
But who asked that if you already know the answer? Clearly it's another one.
I don't know.
Anyway, what?
There's a Key and Peele sketch where they do a thing. It's about text messaging, right? Uh-huh. Like where they're trying to hang out, but one person reads it like, oh, crazy, like how you read it. And then the other guy's just like chilling, like faded on the couch. And they're by the end of the sketch, they're about to fight because it's misinterpreted.
That happens a lot. Okay, yeah, yes. Yeah. Okay, so, yes. But still, anyway. It's like, yes, guys, another. What if I said no, not another wedding? Like, yes, clearly not another wedding.
Stupid question. I'm sorry, sis. I'm sorry. Okay.
I just felt like so attacked, like, yo.
It wasn't meant to be.
I know you're not trying to attack me. I know that. I'm just saying. I'm like, no, guys, I'm not at an. Oh, I'm
okay,
sorry.
Now how
I feel.
Was it?
Now I feel like I'm attacking all the 20 people that DM yeah. me. I'm sorry,
I mean,
guys.
You are.
I know.
You
I know. I know. Okay, calm down, Tanya.
How was it though?
Oh,
it looked fun. It looked like really fun. I mean, I was jealous more than anything.
Dorothy, it was so much fun. If you follow me on Instagram and you saw my stories from Saturday.
I'm Tanya Gonzalez.
That's right.
Yes.
I had the best time. The weekend before that was my sister-in-law's wedding, and that wedding was so much fun. I mean, that was like a very like standard, like great wedding. The DJ was my DJ for my wedding, so it was like the music was dope.
On point.
You know, exactly.
Yeah.
This wedding, though, it was our friend Rachel and Robert. Rachel used to work with JJ years ago. And they remained friends, and her and I became very close. So we got invited to this wedding. It was about 50 to 60 people, maybe, max. So I was already like, damn, we are special that we're even here.
Yeah.
The ceremony was at Balboa Park, the desert garden.
Oh, cool.
Gorgeous. And she had like a violinist. Is that right? Violinist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As she walked down, and I got scared because when she was walking down the aisle with her mom, she like stopped, cried, and like looked back, and I thought, "Oh, was she gonna turn around?
Oh, like runaway bride
yes.
moment?"
I legit was like, "No, she's not gonna do this right now." It was so dramatic, but she really was just like having such a hard time. It was really sweet,
just in her feelings, emotional,
like super emotional, and I thought that was really sweet. And then, she got up to they did the ceremony. It was cute. Her dad was actually the one that officiated their wedding.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
It was really, really sweet. I was so excited to be there, and they jumped the broom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which I don't really understand that. Do you?
I think that's an African-American thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know.
Can we call her really quick?
Yeah,
okay.
Can we?
Okay, yeah. Just because I really don't want to misrepresent, you know?
Hello?
Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry we're bothering you at work. It's me, Tanya, and Dorothy.
Hi.
Hi. Congratulations.
Hey, congratulations to you and your wedding. It looks so much fun.
Thank you.
Rachel, that's why we're calling you. So we're recording the podcast, and I'm talking about your wedding, and I was talking about the jumping the broom part.
Okay.
Okay, and obviously, well, not obviously, but this was my first wedding where I saw something like that, and I've heard of it, but I want to know more about it. I don't want to misrepresent what I witnessed and what I saw and why I saw it. So if you could just tell me exactly what that's about.
Well, one reason I wanted to do it because everybody in my family seems to always jump the broom.
Okay.
And they always say, you know, when you get married, you have to jump the broom. So as I got older, I researched it more, and back during slavery, it was illegal for Blacks or African Americans, to be politically correct, I guess, to be married. So what they would do is jump the broom to make their union a whole.
I loved it.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We were just catching up on our weekends, and I was telling Dorothy about how much fun I had at your wedding. And I don't even know, it's like, you know, you and I, and we always have like very healthy discussions about race and stuff. And I just wanted to ask, is it even okay to say that I went to my first Black wedding, or how is that okay?
I'm not offended.
Okay, if you're not offended, then I'm good.
I haven't went to a Mexican wedding yet. Ooh. So I mean,
but if you did, you would say that, right? I mean, and I would be okay with that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
Okay, very good. Well, Rachel, congratulations to you, Robert, again. I'm so excited, and I'm just going to tell everybody about how much fun we had at your wedding. Do you have
I'm so glad. I had so much fun with you and JJ there. It was the best.
Oh, do you have any questions for her from those snaps that you saw?
No, I was just jealous I wasn't there. It legit looked like the best party.
It was the best.
Oh, my God. It's so many videos and pictures I've been getting. It's crazy.
Oh, it was the best. And I hope that you're still riding that cloud nine, girl. It was so much fun.
I am. It's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel. Love you.
Yes, love you too. Bye.
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 So, yeah, it was just fun. Okay, so she jumped the broom. So yeah. I saw that and I was like, I was like just so excited to be there. And then she had these little cones with lavender in them, and we like threw them instead of like rice.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, and then they sent us off to the reception, which was at the Bash Boutique in North Park.
Oh, I've seen that online.
I've seen it on social media. I've passed by it in North Park. I've always wanted to do an event there or see an event there or go to an event there. And it was so cute. It is a little smaller, so it's like you can't have a wedding for 200 people there, but it's adorable. And the DJ was great. He played all R&B and hip-hop. Every single song.
Your words were da jams.
Oh, yeah. Da jams. Da with a D, jams with a Z. It was so good. Her first dance was to Maxwell's What song is that? You know what I'm talking about?
A Woman's Worth?
I believe so, yeah. No, not a woman. Is it a Woman's Worth? Oh, man,
I don't know.
Now I gotta ask her. What was your first dance?
Can you, never do that again, though?
So embarrassing. You know what's worse is that I used to be in show choir, okay? Believe it or not, I didn't get in for my singing. I got in for my dancing. I think you could tell. Anyway, dance song was like the jam, and I was like, oh, my gosh, and it's just feeling good. And then her money dance song was.
What was it? Was Cardi B money?
No, it was Tatiana.
Oh, yeah.
Bust down, Tatiana. Oh, my God, it was so good. I was just like, God, and every song was just like a vibe, like every single song, like slow motion, like just the jams, like oh my God, it was so good, you know, lots of twerking, and I was totally okay with that. They played Beyonce's the new one.
Before I Let Go.
Is that Before I Let Go? That whole challenge.
It's got the old school vibe.
Yes, that yeah. They played that. I mean, they played like all the great hip hop and R&B songs. So if you're a fan of that, like, I'm sorry you weren't at that wedding.
I know.
It was good.
I lived through you, though.
It was
I
good. It was really good. So that was Saturday, and meal prepped on Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I spent my weekend trying to get things together for our house, which is almost done.
Oh,
I know I say
God,
every week
Dorothy.
That they keep telling us this week, but like this week for sure, we told them, yo, you guys need to be done because we're having house cleaners come. I'm not waiting one more freaking week because this is way too freaking long. And so I'm going to go by after this. Most of the inside is done. House cleaners are coming Monday, and then we can start moving back in.
Okay.
So the inside of the house will be done. We're working on landscaping.
So next week.
Yes, hopefully. And then I'll post like some before and after pics because it looks like a completely different house.
Yeah.
We did some, we started our baby registry.
Ooh. Yeah. That's exciting.
Steven and I went down to Bye Bye Baby.
Where's that?
In Chula Vista, or East Lake, I should say. Which, by the way,
I didn't even know that was down there.
It's brand new. Steven and I, I had to school Steven on the difference between East Lake and Chula Vista,
no, thank
and how you cannot call East Lake Chula Vista.
Technically,
I mean, it's all the city of Chula Vista, but it's,
East Lake is Chula Vista. And you can. If you're living in East Lake, you could say you're living in Chula Vista. It's still Chula Vista. You just can't say it's better than West Chula Vista. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Don't send me no hate mail. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm from, like, the OG West Side Chula Vista, the older Chula Vista, and that's the hood. That's, like, that's the spot.
I had to school them on that.
Thank you.
I got you, sis. Thank you. Even when you're not there, you know I always got you.
You really were listening all those years that I always said that is not the same.
I know. So, anyways, we went down there and we started our registry, and it was fun. I mean, gosh, I think we had an hour and a half, and we got most of it. They give you, like, a huge checklist. It was kind of too much, overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I had to go, so we did most of it, and you know my sisters.
Yeah.
The trans sisters are bossy.
Yeah.
And they're not shy about it.
No.
At all.
No.
And so, you know, they're throwing my baby shower, and I told my sisters, like, all right, cool. Stephen and I are down here. She said, cool. This is my sister Michelle, the one who's a year older than me. She said, send me your registry when you're done so I can edit it. And don't register for stupid stuff.
Oh, damn.
And if you're wondering what the hell is stupid stuff, like wipe warmers, like baby wipe warmers. That's stupid.
Oh,
you know?
What? I thought those were cool. That's good.
It's unnecessary. I think that's what she means.
Damn.
I know, but it was so funny because I was like, oh, I should just do this just to piss her off.
Yeah. And so then, wait, so you didn't register for wipe warmers?
No, I didn't.
Damn, Michelle.
I know. But so yeah, on Sunday, my grandpa turned 89.
Oh, I
on
saw
Cinco.
That.
Yeah. So the whole family got together, and then I showed her my registry, and she's like, okay, well, do you have this? You need to add this. You need to add, and I was like, cool, dude, just have at it. Add what you think I'm missing, you know? They got kids. They got experience.
So your sisters are doing your registry for you?
They did, like, she added, like, half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at you. Of course. Trying to get out of this.
You know?
Sure, why not?
But there are still a couple things that I've been researching, like a baby monitor. There's so many options out there. Like, I don't know what's the best one, you know, like, they're expensive too, you know.
I'm
so
overwhelmed for you.
It is a lot. I've been looking up stuff for the past few days about that.
If you're listening at Dorothy on air, send her the tips. She needs some help, you guys.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm sure, like, your sisters can help, but then I'm sure things get, like, I'm sure there's new versions of new things and so many more things, and, like,
you know, and it's like, do I want, there's, you know, one that just has a camera, but it's stationary. Then there's one where the camera moves. But then we also kind of want, like, one that
the camera moves.
Yeah, like, it can tilt and pivot and stuff. Okay. And then there's stuff like, there's a thing called an owlet. It's like a little sock that you put on the baby's foot, but it also monitors the breathing and then the, like, heartbeat of the baby, the air temperature, like, all this crazy stuff.
It's like your baby's wearing, like, a Fitbit, and you can see all the results.
No, that's exactly what it is, the sleeping habits and all that stuff. And it's like, oh, that's super cool, but is it necessary?
Right.
You know?
Is that the stupid stuff your sister's talking about?
Exactly. And it's our first baby, so of course we're going to be like, baby, are you breathing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see why, but it's also $300 for just that little sock, which is insane.
Is it worth it?
Exactly. Let me know, moms.
Let her know. How far along are you now?
6.5 months. On Saturday, it'll be 6 months and 3 weeks. So then I'll be close to 7 on the backside of that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Not trying to freak you out, but you almost there.
I know, right? It's crazy.
You're really almost there.
It's crazy to think about that.
I feel like this went by so fast.
I know. It does. It feels fast, but it also feels slow, if that makes sense.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's
like marriage.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm only going to be with you for 4 years. It feels like 10. But then sometimes it's like, but it feels like so slow.
Yeah.
But then, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good. Honestly, I am a bit, like, short. I feel like my emotions are short with Steven. He's been doing a lot of things lately that have been pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm currently annoyed with him right now as we speak.
Oh, sorry. sorry, Steven. Sorry.
But it's like, so, you know, Mal, my best friend, he's about to be a dad in, like, 2 weeks. You know, his girlfriend's about to give birth.
Who's your best friend?
Yes. Yeah. Like, we're all, like, with the foursome. Four of us, we're all best friends, you know? So we're going through the pregnancies together, which is cool. But then it really has been frustrating me lately that the guys have been acting like this is their last fucking chance to live their single lives, you know? And I'm like, fools, you guys are about to be fathers. Like, you do not need to be going out till freaking 2 a.m. on a fucking Wednesday.
Oh.
Okay? And yeah. then coming home like hella drunk, smelling like cigarettes, and then all fucked up the next day for this is fresh. Can you tell?
Damn.
Like,
we got three F-bombs in 1 minute. I mean,
it's just, it's annoying is really what it is. It's, to me, we're all gonna be parents, you know? And there doesn't, you don't need to go overboard with it. You know? Time and place. Like on the weekends, for sure. Go.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come home and then not be able to wake up on time for work the next day, you know,
yeah, like
that
what are you
pisses
doing?
Me off.
Like, grow up.
Exactly.
Grow up. But it almost sounds like they are, like, maybe they don't even realize it, that they're acting out because it's like almost like a bachelor party for them, you know?
Yeah.
Even though it's not one day, it's like.
But I feel like they do know. I mean, I definitely, I'm not quiet about that.
I know Steven knows.
Yeah.
I know he knows. But.
And I've talked to Mal about it, and he's like, well, this is, you know, the one of the last few times before, like, the baby comes, and we really can't do things like this anymore.
Mm.
But I get it, but that doesn't mean that it's okay. You know, it's like, just grow up.
Mm.
Like, how many days in a row can you go out and drink?
Mm,
you know,
like that,
you know. So I'm so. Anyways, that's why, if you can't tell, I'm super irritated, and it's really been bothering me.
I know, because I've already heard this like a million times.
Yes. So last week it happened, and then this week it's happening again.
Again?
Yeah.
You're lying.
I swear. And okay,
so I should say,
like this week, last night. Steven's friend, one of his like best friends from the Air Force, is in town. So it's like, okay, cool, let's go meet up with him. We never see Corey.
Yeah.
He's from Maryland. Like, we saw him once last year for a friend's wedding, and that was it. So it's like, okay, I get that. Like, go out, have fun, but just be responsible the next day. I'm not going to feel sorry for you if you're going to wake up and be late to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, it's fine. You're not saying don't go out. You're not saying don't have a couple drinks, but.
But when it starts affecting my day and making me late for work, Then we got a problem.
Yeah. What? I mean, pregnant or not, isn't that a problem?
Yes.
I mean,
right? But I don't know if it's because I'm pregnant that my emotions are and my feelings are more intensified because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, if you weren't pregnant, would you be as mad?
Right. I mean, I'd be mad.
Or would you be right there drinking with him till who knows what time and then both waking up late?
True. You know? That's a good question.
I'm just looking at both sides.
No,
don't attack
me.
Right. You know,
you're right. That's a good question.
But I'm on your side.
Thanks. It's sis right there. True friend.
Oh man. Okay. All right.
So anyways.
I'm sure this happens a lot. I'm sure there are a lot of first time dads that kinda wild out a little bit before because they kinda can,
right.
You know, like you don't have a choice, right? You can't.
Right.
But they kind of do. And I say kind of because I mean
they're not carrying a baby.
They have to wild out, but physically they can.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes that happens, I guess. I don't know.
You know? Because
I would have a problem with it. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, for sure. Carlene and I have texted. I was like, I would love to see them carry a baby, grow a baby for 9 months, and then have us go out and get, like, shit faced and see how they like that.
And see how they feel. Damn.
I'm not saying don't go out. I'm just saying be responsible about
just
it. You know?
Balance. A little bit of balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. This better not be happening when baby's here.
Oh, hell no. Not with Steven. I'm going to, you know, he'll be dead.
I believe that.
He will be dead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well.
I was not expecting to have this
bed
session.
I know. Do you feel better? I didn't see that on the list of things to talk about today.
I do feel better.
I'm glad. I guarantee you'll get some comment or some people will reach out to you and tell you that you're not alone. And I'm sure, like I said, this happens to a lot of first-time dads. Steven doesn't even probably realize he's doing it as much, you know. But he does. He should be listening to you a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't realize he's doing it, he should realize it now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We got a couple more months, so this should be... Right. Scared, too. And Steven, come on. Think of me sometimes, because I got to hear it, too, the next day.
True.
So, you know, you're not the only one that's dealing with it, okay?
My bad mood. And spell it out everywhere.
No, you're not in a bad mood.
But anyways, any plans for Mother's Day?
So we are going to Brawley, which is where my husband's from, in the Imperial Valley near El Centro. It's the best thing that I could say about, I mean, like, Brawley is really a small town in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It's adorable, and I love it so much. I do.
I know you do.
Small town. My husband's from there, so we're going to visit his parents there for Mother's Day on Monday. And then on Sunday, we'll come back to San Diego and hang out with my mom.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll do like a game night. My mom loves playing games. We like grew up playing all the board games, so we'll be doing that and having some food and give her a present.
What's, I mean, your mom's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
We all love your mom. She's like super, super supportive. What's the biggest influence that your mom's had on you in your life?
Oh, that's a loaded question just because. Biggest influence that my mom's had on my life. I don't know, Dorothy. I mean, she has been, like, from day one, along with my grandmother, but mostly my mom, like, such a soldier in our lives, you know, just being, like, that single mom mm-hmm. who I don't know how, but did it all. Like, looking back now, I'm like, How were you at every football game for my brothers? How were you at every cheer competition for me? How were you at every dance recital? I mean, I was always in something. I was never not in something. So how was she at every extracurricular activity for me? On top of that, you know, put food on the table. On top of that, had a job, you know, made money.
Right, full-time.
Full-time. How did she raise, like, and on top of that, she was always present with us. Like, always present. She was present in our lives, whatever it was, emotionally. Like, however we needed her, she was always there. Always there.
Yeah.
So, she's just, like, such a rock.
Yeah,
like such yeah. a, and on top of that, she's the bomb ass woman. Like, she is sexy. She can dance. She's funny. So fun. She's fun. Like, growing up, like, all my friends loved her because she was just so fun and cool and laid back. Like, I never had a curfew.
Really?
Never had a curfew.
Really?
Which, looking back now, I'm like, Mom, come on. I could have been in jail at 16. What you doing?
I mean, that's how Mystical Tears came about.
Right. But she just trusted me. And I think, like, that's just what I love about her. I don't know. Like, how did she do that all, you know?
Yeah.
And
it's a good question to ask her.
I know. And with a big ass heart, the biggest heart, and I think that's what I take mostly from her, like, her big ass heart and her big ass, because I got one too. But I love my mama.
I know she is. I mean, she's always been, like you said, the rock. Every time I see her, it's this warm feeling,
right?
You know, like, oh, I feel like she's my mom too. You know, when you see her, she's just amazing.
I think that's true for a lot of my friends, and I'm so grateful. And I think growing up, I was like, mom, like, you know, just God, like, that's.
I was thinking about that. It's like, is your mom just annoying to you? But, you know, is everybody's mom like that? Mm-hmm. Like, they're the best mom, but just so annoying to you.
Yeah.
You know, but others are like, oh my God, your mom's best. I love her.
I think so. I think that happens with everybody, right?
Yeah.
I still love her. And I love her. I love her more and more each day. And I appreciate her more as I grow older. And I, like, really think about, I'm like, I can't even afford, like, this. How did my mom afford my cheer outfit and my brother's, like, football pads and helmets and cleats and, like,
dude, the hustle.
And we still had, like, food, like, every day, you know? Like, we were never starving, you know?
I think about that stuff, too.
You know, like, how did that happen?
For real. I mean, and my parents, I was thinking about that the other day, actually. I mean, coming to a brand new country.
Yeah.
When they're super young, mid-20s, like, not really knowing the language.
Right.
Like, thinking about how my mom and dad, like, literally escaped Vietnam on a boat, you know, to go to a refugee camp in Indonesia and then wait there and live at a refugee camp for 2 years before they could get sponsored to come to San Diego. Like, and then coming here.
And then figuring it all out.
Figuring it all out. Not having family, really, except for, like, my dad's sister and their friends, not having any money. Like, how did they figure out getting jobs, support, having five daughters, and then supporting five daughters? And it's crazy, the sacrifice. And just, I mean, when they left Vietnam, they weren't, I don't know if my parents really ever expected to see their parents again. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I mean, last weekend was also the anniversary of my paternal grandmother's passing. And I was explaining that to the twins, my niece and nephew, like, you know, we were in we didn't know my dad's parents because of that, because they were in Vietnam. And just thinking about that, like, not knowing whether or not you're going to see your parents ever again when you leave your country, you know?
That's a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice, and a sacrifice that they made for us to be here and to live in America and have all these opportunities, you know? And it's... I know I'm so guilty of getting annoyed with my mom, like, all the time, you know? It's sometimes it's like, dude, I need a reality check. Like, this woman gave up a lot for us. My dad gave up a lot for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So what would you say?
And they still hustle.
What would you say is the biggest influence your mom has on you?
The biggest influence that my mom has had on me, I would say, is she always makes things happen, like, no matter what. You know, and she's such a boss bitch. Like, she runs shit.
That sounds like Dorothy. You know? That sounds like Dorothy.
Like, I get a lot of that from my mom, like, being able to multitask, like, seeing the bigger picture, like, planning things out. Okay, if we're going to do this, it's her efficiency. Mm-hmm. You know, and having five daughters, and at one point, my dad, like, lived in Kenya to work to send money home for us. So she was a single mom for a minute, you know, for like a year pretty much. Yeah, this was when I was in elementary school. And I mean, everything that she did, she made things flow, and she still does that. I learned that a lot from her.
Yeah, you did.
Well,
yeah, you did.
I don't like wasting time, you know?
I know you don't. Trust me, I've seen this for 10 years. Yeah. It's like 10 plus years.
Yeah. So I think I get a lot of that from her. Yeah. And her love language is actions, you know? And I think I get a lot of that from her. Like, her way of expressing love is by doing acts of service, like making you a bomb-ass dinner. You know, she might complain about it, but it's always delicious. But she'll always ask you, like, what do you want for your birthday? I'll make you your favorite Vietnamese dish. You know, that's always so sweet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't spent a lot of time with your mom. I think the most time I spent with her was at your bridal shower.
Yeah.
She's, like, so sweet and stuff. Yeah. And I can't see how you could be annoyed with her, but again, I'm not her daughter. So I think all of us go through that. But she seems like, you're right, she seems very, like, let's get things done, you know, business first, and then we could play.
Exactly.
Okay? And then we could play.
And she's also the oldest of 9 kids.
Okay.
So I think a lot of that has to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
So
she's the oldest of 9 kids? Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Both my parents, there's 9 kids in their family.
She looks great, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. She will love to hear that.
Oh, tell her. For real. Yeah. Well, this is a little shout out to our moms.
Yes.
You know, right before Mother's Day. I mean,
and a shout out to our mother-in-laws, because we've got some pretty amazing ones, too.
You know what? Great point.
You know?
Yes, we were very blessed with great mother-in-laws, and I think our moms are happy about that too. Because obviously having a bad mother or a not so pleasant mother-in-law would
make
suck
your life
for
hell.
Us.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure our moms want us to be in good hands too, with good mother-in-laws. So yeah, shout out to our mother-in-laws, Marianne Flores. What's up?
Yeah, Cindy.
That's true. I do know your mother-in-law. She's very sweet. You've met Marianne?
I have.
You have, right?
Yeah. She looks like one of JJ's sisters, by the way. It'll trip you out when you see the picture. Like, who's the mom here?
JJ has 3 older sisters. Yeah. This is why JJ's such a wonderful man and knows how to handle me, because he knows he knows the ins and outs of women, because he was raised by 3 women and his mom. And yes, they all look like each other. Including my husband. He's just like the guy version, but he's got the long lashes like all of them do,
right?
The dark long lashes, the big old lips.
But
shout out to Marianne. She's awesome, and I'm grateful to have a wonderful mother-in-law who loves me.
Same.
Just like her own, and it welcomed me in with open arms so easily.
Yeah.
Honestly, transition was easy.
We're definitely very, very blessed.
Yeah, especially coming into a Latino family, you never know.
Yeah.
Because those mother-in-laws could be.
Right? Like, I mean, if JJ's family wasn't so amazing, do you think you could marry him?
Yes. If JJ was JJ, yes. It would just be very, very hard.
Yeah, I don't know if I could.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, family is so a huge part of our lives, you know? And like, if Steven's family was awful, I don't know if I could. Because that's the rest of your life.
It's hard for me to say I can't marry JJ. So that's a weird question, okay? I can't answer that.
But you would think twice. I mean, of course, I would always
It would
marry,
be, you know? It, you're right, you're right.
You would think twice about it.
Your in-laws are a big part of that decision, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I hope everyone has good in-laws.
Yeah.
I know that's not the case, but.
I know.
I hope everyone can figure it out. If
for
you're,
sure.
If you're an in-law. Be nice to the, yeah. If you're a mother-in-law, be nice to the daughter-in-law. Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
Be nice. Just be
Everyone
nice.
Everyone be nice, okay?
Be nice. Just it's all love. It's all love.
Oh, well, happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yes.
Wait, hold up. Dorothy, expectant mother.
Yeah. Do I celebrate Mother's Day this year?
I don't know. Do you?
I mean, I that's my question. I don't know.
Well, have you talked about it with Steven?
With Steven? No, but...
Are you expecting something from Steven? Be real.
No. Actually, I don't know. I mean, he got me that Peloton, and he said that was like a blanket gift for the whole year. So I don't know
oh,
if that
damn.
Includes this.
That's it. What, your Christmas, birthday?
Yeah, anniversary.
Anniversary push present
yeah,
with all the presents.
Yeah, totally.
It is expensive, so.
But right? No, it really is. So, but I don't know. Do I? I'm growing the baby
yes,
right now, right?
I think
it's been taking hella months right now.
I think so. You're doing the work. The baby's in you. I would definitely, like, I would say happy Mother's Day to you. And I hope Steven gets you a card or some flowers or something. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Technically, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Would you feel weird, like, people telling you happy Mother's Day?
No, I guess not.
You haven't even thought about it, have you?
No. Huh.
I mean, I can't see anybody saying, no, you can't yeah. celebrate yet because the baby's not out. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you know what? I got a baby. So technically, yeah.
You have a baby.
Yeah, I got a baby in me.
You have a baby you're taking care of.
Yeah, that's true.
You're a mother. Happy Mother's Day, Dorothy.
Thank you, Tanya.
Oh, my gosh. So technically, is this your first Mother's Day?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, you're going to be a mom.
I know. It's crazy.
Are you scared?
Am I scared? No, I'm not scared. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of mom do you want to be?
I want to be, I guess, a little bit of everything. Like, I, you know how much I love kids and my nieces and nephews. Like,
yeah.
I want to be a mom that raises a good person. I want my kids to have fun. I want to have fun with my kids.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to be spoiled.
No.
Like, I don't want them to be crazy and acting out and out of line. I just want them to be good kids and to have fun with them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Be able to do fun things with them.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
I think you will. I've seen how you are with your niece and nephew, all of them, all your nieces and nephews, and I've seen how you are with kids, and you're going to be a good mom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, and you're going to get shit done.
But yeah, that's
you're
right.
You're going to get
that's
shit
right.
done. And that's important.
Yes. Shout out to my mom.
I know. Shout out to your mom, mother-in-law.
Yep.
My mom, my mother-in-law, shout out to you. Happy Mother's
Thank
Day.
Thank you. And shout out to all the moms out there. You guys kick ass.
Real moms, stepmoms, in-laws.
Yep.
Mom, foster moms.
Absolutely.
Moms who aren't just stepped in.
Yeah. And some single dads who act like moms.
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. All the moms.
All the moms.
Mm-hmm. Happy Mother's Day. We love you. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.